Aww, our bitey little pterodactyl is ready to leave the nest. This is Sandra Tsingla with the lowdown on science. Imagine it's 200 million years ago. Look, up in the sky, it's a pterosaur, a.k.a. pterodactyl. Do they learn to fly right out of the egg? Or later, like modern birds? Dara Nash from the University of Southampton and colleagues wondered. They studied the bones of four fossilized hatchlings and still-in-the-egg pterosaurs. The team measured the bending strength of the dino's humerus bones, similar to our upper arm bones. They also calculated the wing size and the ratio of wing span to wing area. So, how did baby dinos compare to adults? Humerus bones on these youngsters were similar or even stronger than flying adults. They also had shorter and broader wings. The researchers believe this means baby pterosaurs could probably flap away straight out of the egg. No parental guidance needed. Their shorter wings likely made younglings nimble enough to live in crowded habitats like forests. Free as a bird! Or, well, a pterosaur.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.